It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA Music Mix.
Yes, indeed. Here we are once again. It's requests and dedications. And we've got the number one and the number two CD in America to give away this hour yet again. Welcome to Border Crossings. I'm Larry London. If you would like to join our show, you can call 202-619-2077 and be a part of the Border Crossings family. You can also send an email to bordercrossings at voa.gov or go to twitter.com and send a tweet to bcvoa or facebook.com/voalarrylondon. Sherry Leke is listening and tuned in Nigeria to Border Crossing. Sherry wrote me a nice Facebook message, called me Uncle Larry, and asked me to play this song from the Rolling Stones for a birthday. So happy birthday today to Sherry, and here's your Rolling Stones request. This is Satisfaction. Satisfaction, Rolling Stones, a song that will be celebrating its 50th anniversary not too far from now, probably in about a year, mid-60s, 1965, Rolling Stones, 50 years ago. Wow. Woo. Time flies when you're the Rolling Stones and you're rocking and rolling the fans around the world. Sherry, happy birthday. And the Rolling Stones are involved in some kind of a lawsuit right now. Apparently, when a band goes out on tour, they have to take out an insurance policy because there's a lot of money involved with a tour. You know, people are promoting and advertising and renting venues and hiring staff. And so the Rolling Stones took out about a $24 million insurance policy before they went on tour in Asia and Australia earlier this year. They had to cancel the tour in that part of the world because you may have read that Mick Jagger's girlfriend, L. Ren Scott, committed suicide. And now the insurance company was asked to pay out the damages. And so they're claiming in a $12.5 million lawsuit that L. Ren Scott had a pre-existing condition called depression. So that is what led to her suicide. And a pre-existing condition is not covered in the grounds for cancellation of a tour, apparently. So there's an ugly battle going on right now. It's going back and forth, but of course it doesn't involve the Rolling Stones themselves. They don't get in the middle of that stuff. They hire lawyers who fight all that stuff. I'd like to say hello to Edwin and also Samuel, who's in Ghana, Ben, Ramatulai, Gamechu in Ethiopia, and Anna Lee, who all checked in this morning on border crossings. When attendance and roll call was given out, they raised their hands and said, "We're here." So I'm glad you're there, here, wherever you are, listening to our show, Border Crossings. And we'll be with you for the next hour, playing all your favorite music. I also want to mention, not only are we giving away the CDs, the calendars are now available for you to take. The American Southwest Theme 2015 calendar. Beautiful calendar, and it's free, and it's available. All you have to do is write in and phone in and let us know where to send yours, and we'll do that. Onuwu Matthew is listening. Onuwu Matthew tunes in Nigeria to Border Crossings and requested this song from Don Williams. This is called My Best Friend on Border Crossings.
You placed gold on my finger. You brought love like I've never known. You gave life to our children and to me a reason to go on. You're my bread when I'm hungry. You're my shelter from troubled winds. You're my anchor in life's ocean. But most of all, you're my best friend. When I need hope and inspiration, you're always strong when I'm tired and weak. I could search this whole world over, you'd still be everything that I need. You're my bread when I'm hungry. You're my shelter from troubled winds. You're my anchor in life's ocean. But most of all, you're my best friend. You're my bread when I'm hungry. You're my shelter from troubled winds. You're my anchor in life's ocean. But most of all, you're my best friend.
How far we've come, my baby. we might have took the long way. We knew we'd get there someday. They said, I bet they'll never make it. But just look at us holding on. We're still together, still going strong. Still the one I run to, the one that I belong to. You're still the one I want for life. You're still the one that I love, the only one I dream of. You're still the one I kiss goodnight. Ain't nothing better. I'm glad we didn't listen. Look at what we would be missing. They said, I bet they'll never make it. But just look at us holding on. We're still together, still going strong.
Border Crossings and Shania Twain, and you're still the one, and that is a request from Zelalem. And Zelalem is in Addis Ababa listening to Border Crossings and requested that Shania song. Shania's last album called Up was released 12 years ago. It's been a long time. And now, at age 49, she said she is working on a brand new CD. She's working on some new music, and she's really reluctant to call it a comeback. Because she says, I never went anywhere. I just haven't put out a new album in 12 years. But she is also planning a new tour. She's going to have some free time. She's been at Caesar's Palace performing regularly for the last 2 years. And her contract at Caesar's ends on December 13th. She finishes her 2-year exclusive engagement. So then she says, I'm not done with the stage yet. She's looking forward to getting out and going on tour and out on the road. Zelalem Gezahen is listening to Border Crossings, and thank you for your Facebook message. Diomedes de la Rosa is in Santo Domingo and also wrote in asking for a calendar. And Diomedes is a English teacher who has the morning off. Some of the classes were canceled, so he is at home listening to Border Crossings. Thank you for joining us. On the Voice of America, I'm Larry London, and coming up next, a request from Swabra Nakazi, who is listening and wants some songs played from Sean Kingston. So we picked a song for you for Sean Kingston fans. Sean has had a very tough couple of years. You know, he's had some big hits, and then all of a sudden, I don't know, he kind of went off the rails a little bit. He was involved in a jet ski accident, almost lost his life. He was in a coma for a while. He was being sued earlier this year by a jeweler in New York who claims that he bought diamond necklaces and belt buckles and didn't pay for them. And he was also sued earlier this year by a 23-year-old who claimed that he was involved in a gang rape with her. backstage after a concert in 2010. And so I was just reading that, and this was put out this past week, TMZ reports that the case has settled. She was seeking $5 million, but I don't know what they settled for, but they settled. So here's Sean Kingston, who has moved from New York back home to Jamaica. So probably he wants to get away from all of this nonsense. And this is from his collection for Swabra, and it's called Beautiful Girl.
Jay Young, Sean Kingston.
You're way too beautiful, girl. That's why it'll never work. You have me suicidal, suicidal. When you say it's over, damn all these beautiful. Dark, ooh, when you took my heart, that's when we fell apart. Cause we both thought that love lasts forever.
Lasts forever.
They say we're too young to get ourselves sprung. Ooh, we didn't care, we made it very clear. And they also said that we couldn't last together.
Last together.
See, it's very divine, you're one of. You mash up my mind. You are figure declined. Oh Lord, my baby is driving me crazy. You're way too beautiful, girl. That's why it'll never work. You have me suicidal, suicidal. When you say it's over, damn all these beautiful girls. They only wanna do you dirt. They'll have you suicidal, suicidal. When they say it's over. It was back in 99, watching movies all the time. Ooh, and I went away for doing my first crime. And I never thought that we was gonna see each other.
See each other.
And then I came out, mommy moved me down south. Ooh, I ain't with my girl who I thought was my world. It came out to be that she wasn't the girl for me.
Girl for me.
See, it's very divine, you're one of a kind. But you mash up my mind, you have to get declined. Oh Lord, my baby is driving me crazy. And now we're fighting. Please tell me why I'm feeling slighted. And I don't know how to make it better.
Make it better.
You're dating other guys. You're telling me lies. Oh, I can't believe what I'm seeing with my eyes. I'm losing my mind. And I don't think it's clever.
Think it's clever.
You're way too why it'll never work. You have me suicidal, suicidal, suicidal.
Saturday morning, jumped out of bed and put on my best suit. Got in my car and raced like a jet all the way to you. Knocked on your door with heart in my head to ask you a question. My friend, but the answer is no. Why you gotta be so rude? choice. Can't live without her. Love me or hate me, we will be boys.
Crossings, and from Toronto, Canada, they are the band Magic, and that is called Rude, a big, big hit from this past year off their album Don't Kill the Magic. Reggae music continues here on Border Crossings, and that's a request from Absalom in Ghana, and also want to say hello to Solomon, who's in Ghana as well. Hello. Ed is in the northern part of Ghana. Ed sent me a message and said, you know, that even though we don't speak English well, we still love your show. And so, you know what, Ed, that's really special. That really is. That people are listening to Border Crossings with static on their radios or in languages they don't really understand fully. And so I appreciate all of the support and all the hardships and difficulties that people go through just to listen to this program for an hour every day. So thank you, Ed. Minaj Mohan is listening. Payal Nair is listening. Hajar Ahmed tunes in Libya to Border Crossings. So hello to you. And Miskun Samuel says Border Crossings is the reason he stays late in his office in Ethiopia. So I thank you as well for joining us each and every day. Can't do it without you. This is Border Crossings, an hour-long request and dedication show. We've got giveaways. We've got guests. And coming up, I believe, next week on the show, Lizzie Sider. She's a beautiful teenage girl who is doing an anti-bullying campaign. She's got a CD out. She's going to high schools all across the country talking about the effects of bullying. So we're going to hear Lizzie's story and some of Lizzie's music. That's next week when she stops by Border Crossings, because bullying is something that is in the news these days. It's in the forefront of a lot of people's minds, and it's been pushed to the side for many, many years, but now it's becoming more and more of a subject that people are opening up about, and its effects on people's lives. Coming up next, we've got a request from Mr. Balatek. Mr. Balatek is in Nigeria. And apparently, I was just reading a newspaper story about the assassination of Lucky Dube when he was killed in Johannesburg. And the three guys that shot him were put on trial in 2009. And they were asked, why did you do it? And they said, honestly, we didn't know it was Lucky Dube. It was an accident. He was dropping off his kids, his son and daughter. They said, we didn't know it was him when we shot him. We thought he was a Nigerian guy. That's what they said in court. Does that matter? Does that make a difference? It's okay if he's a Nigerian guy. It doesn't matter where you're from. You can't take someone's life. That's terrible. Anyway, here's your request for Lucky Dubé, and he will remain, of course, his music as an iconic part of African music history. He's one of the great legendary reggae figures. Lucky Dubé, Serious on Border Crossings.
Then I felt a strong wind, heard a small voice saying the storm is over.
The storm is over now.
I can see the sunshine
somewhere beyond the clouds.
I feel heaven, yeah.
Heaven is over me.
Come on and set me free. Whoa. Now in the midst of my battle, all hope was gone. Downtown in a rush crowd and felt all alone. Every now and then I felt like I would lose my mind. I've been racing for years and still no finish line. Oh, but then I climbed the hills and saw the mountains. I hollered help cause I was lost. Then I felt the strong wind. And then a small voice saying the storm is over.
The storm is over now.
And I can see the sunshine
somewhere beyond the clouds.
I can feel heaven.
Heaven,
yeah.
Is
somehow my beginning stepped right in.
Then
faith became my friend. And now I can depend on the voices of the wind. When it's saying, storm is over.
Storm is over now.
And I can see the sunshine. Won't you set me free? The storm is over.
The storm,
yeah,
is over now.
And I can see the sunshine
somewhere beyond the clouds.
I can feel heaven, yeah.
Heaven is over me.
Won't you come and set me free? Won't you come and set me free?
Crossings, Billboard magazine lists him as one of the best R&B singers of the past 25 years, and he has been nominated for some 29 Grammy Awards in his career, his illustrious career. That is R. Kelly, and a request from Vincent Maloba in Nairobi, Kenya. The storm is over on Border Crossings. Now, here's some interesting information about R. Kelly, some things that you may or may not have known. In 2012, he published his memoirs and called it Solar Coaster. And talked a lot about his relationship with Ashanti and his music and some of the things he's been accused of over the years and some of the things he's had to deal with. And he was on a radio station earlier this year, a couple months ago, in fact, and he admitted that his 13-year-old child is transgender. He said, you know, it's tough for me to talk about this, but I will admit my daughter is becoming my son. The child was born Jaya and has changed her name to Jay. And he is 13 years old, just 13. R. Kelly also laughed about the internet rumor that he would died. I mean, that, you know, he's the latest celebrity to be targeted with a death hoax that he died. He said, no, I'm very much alive. Here I am. He thought it was funny. And he's currently working on a house music album, which is a departure from the R&B that we know from R. Kelly. So that's something that he's involved with right now. Don't know when it's going to be finished, but he's working on house music. Now, here's something that I found out about R. Kelly while reading about him that I didn't know. Very talented songwriter. He wrote You Are Not Alone, Michael Jackson's hit. He wrote that song for him in 1995 and is listed in the Guinness Book of World Records as the songwriter of the first song to debut at number one on the U.S. single charts. So there you go. Guinness Records for R. Kelly for writing Michael Jackson's hit, You Are Not Alone. I'm Larry London. You're never alone with Border Crossings. In just a matter of minutes, we'll give away a couple of CDs. We've got the Now 52 CD and also Taylor Swift's 1989 album. And this album is loaded with hits. I'll tell you, she is something. She's just getting started. She's got a new song that's out right now. And the video for this is innovative. It's never been done before, the music video. It's a 3D, I don't know what they call this, but you can actually change the view of the video. You control the view of what you're watching. You can pan around the room. You can go to different parts of the room and watch her video while it unfolds, but you can go to another part of the video. They kind of filmed it in around, and it's really weird, different. But she's creative. I mean, Taylor always comes up with new, innovative things, and more power to her. So we're going to give away her new album, 1989, along with the Now 52 CD in just a couple of minutes. Charles Nanjo Naanga is listening and says, I'm in Kenya. And I'm a Kenyan, and I'm working in Rwanda. And I work as an English mentor and love your show. It keeps me going while I'm away from home. And I would love to get a calendar, which we'll send you. And I would love to hear a song. So would you please play Tupac? And the song is called Dear Mama. So here you go, Charles. This is yours.
You all appreciate it. When I was young, me and my mama had beef. 17 years old, kicked out on the streets. Though back at the time, I never thought I'd see a face. Ain't a woman alive that could take my mama's place. Suspended from school, I'm scared to go home. I was a fool with the big boys breaking all the rules. Shed tears with my baby sister. Over the years, we was poor than other little kids. And even though we had different daddies, the same drama when things went wrong, we blame mama. I reminisce on the stress I caused. It was hell, hugging on my mama from a jail cell. And who think in elementary? Hey, I see the penitentiary one day. Running from the police, that's right. Mama catch me, put a whoop into my backside. And even as a queen, mama, you always was a black queen, mama. Finally understand for a woman it ain't easy trying to raise a man. You always was committed, a poor single mother on welfare. Tell me how you did it. There's no way I can pay you back, but the plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it.
Don't you know we love you, sweet
dear mama.
Place no one above you, sweet.
You all appreciate it.
You know we love you.
Now ain't nobody tell us it was fair. No love for my daddy cause the coward wasn't there. He passed away and I didn't cry cause my anger wouldn't let me feel for a stranger. They say I'm wrong and I'm heartless, but all along I was looking for a father. He was gone. I hung around with the thugs, and even though they sold drugs, they showed a young brother love. I moved out and started really hanging. I needed money of my own, so I started. I ain't guilty cause even though I sell, it feels good putting money in your mailbox. I love paying rent when the rent's due. I hope you got the diamond necklace that I sent to you. Cause when I was low, you was there for me. You never left me alone because you cared for me. And I can see you coming home after work late. You're in the kitchen trying to fix us a hot plate. You're just working with the scraps you was giving. And mama made miracles every Thanksgiving. But now the road got rough, you're alone. Trying to raise two bad kids on your own. And there's no way I can pay you back. But my plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it.
Don't you know we love you, sweet.
And dear mama,
baby,
for appreciating.
Pour some liquor and I reminisce, cause through the drama I can always depend on my mama. And when it seems that I'm hopeless, you say the words that can get me back in focus. When I was sick as a little kid, to keep me happy there's no limit to the things you did. And all my childhood memories are full of all the sweet things you did for me. And even though I act crazy, I gotta thank the Lord that you made me. There are no words that can express how I feel. You never kept a secret, always stayed real. And I appreciate how you raised me and all the extra love that you gave me. I wish I could take the pain away. If you can make it through the night, there's a brighter day. Everything will be alright if you hold on. It's a struggle every day, gotta roll on. And there's no way I can pay you back, but my plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it.
Don't you know when love is sweet?
Dear mama,
place no one above you.
You all appreciate it.
Don't you know when love is sweet?
And dear mama. Dear mama.
Crossings. It's a Black Widow, Iggy Azalea, and Rita Ora, and a request from Hey Alam, who's listening and requested that on Facebook. That song is on the Now 52 CD we're giving away. Her real name, by the way, is Amethyst Amelia Kelly, not Iggy Azalea. She picked Iggy Azalea for a couple of reasons. She said Iggy was the name of a pet she had when she was growing up, she loved dearly and lost, and azalea is her favorite flower. So that's why she picked Iggy Azalea. She is currently living with Los Angeles Lakers superstar basketball player Nick Young, and the two of them are talking about marriage. He's been seen shopping for wedding rings, so we'll see how that all works out. And she is re-releasing her latest album, the new classic. It's called Reclassified, and it goes on sale November 24th. So there she is, Iggy Azalea, with Rita Ora. I hope to have both of them on Border Crossings because I'm going to be at the Jingle Ball show in December, and they're going to be there, both of them. So hopefully I can get a chance to talk to them. All right, I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to give away the Now 52 CD right now on Border Crossings. And not only the Now 52 CD, but also Taylor Swift's new album, 1989. And I am going to just close my eyes and randomly reach into the bucket of email and pull something out here. Rose Peters in Nairobi, Kenya. You're our winner today. Congratulations, Rose Peters, who is a listener of Border Crossings from Kenya, and writes in to say, "Hi, I'm a huge fan. I haven't made a request in a while. Would you please play Adam Lambert and dedicate it to my son, Euphraim, and to all your Border Crossings listeners around the world?" So here's Adam Lambert, "Better Than I Know Myself" on Border Crossings.
Cold as ice and more bitter than the December winter night. That's how I treated you. And I know that I sometimes tend to lose my temper and I cross the line. Yeah, that's the truth. I know it gets hard sometimes. To pretend it didn't matter if I was alone, but deep down I know if you were gone, for even a day I wouldn't know which way to turn, 'cause I'm lost without you. I know it gets hard sometimes, but I could never. Times, but try and see my heart, 'cause I need you now, so don't let me down. You're the only thing in this world I would die without. 'Cause if I wanted to go, I'm gonna need you.
yeah, yeah. Jessie J on Border Crossings. And I love Jessie J. I love her music. I love her style. She's got a new album out, and she was just here in Washington this week for the Veterans Concert. And she's on the Jingle Ball Show, which hopefully I'll get a chance to speak to her when I'm backstage at the Jingle Ball Concert coming up in December. And there's a report that Jessie J and Ariana Grande are recording a version of The Boy Is Mine, which was a hit for Brandy and Monica in 1998. And they are re-recording it. So anyway, Jessie J. And she's lovely. Look forward to meeting her. Thanks for tuning in to Border Crossings. Thank you very much for all your hard work. And Jackson, our engineer, and Mary and Vince, and you for listening to Border Crossings. We will be back tomorrow at 1500 Universal with more requests and dedications. And I hope you'll come by and bring some friends to listen as well. I'm Larry London. This is the VOA 1 Music Network, and I'll see you tomorrow.
Larry's on Twitter. Follow him at BCVOA.